So, we're on to step three now. By now you will have mastered the ability to create a very solid hypnotic interaction. You'll be talking about hypnotic themes and using hypnotic language and creating the whole rhythm section around that to create the perfect trance atmosphere, as well as using the authority strategy to create a kind of tension that lets the unconscious mind bite on your suggestion. Stage three is all about the information you learned on CD8, conversational inductions, dealing directly with the unconscious mind. Basically, what you're doing now is you're going to start adding a lead guitar to the interactions that you're creating. The lead guitar is going to be the hypnotic gaze induction. The hypnotic gaze induction is powerful because it starts giving your whole interaction a purpose. It expresses the four-stage protocol. Remember, you have to go through the four stages of absorb someone's attention, bypass the critical factor, activate some kind of unconscious response, and lead that unconscious response toward a certain outcome. So on step three on your process of mastery, you're going to take the hypnotic language free flow that you've already generated and mastered, and you're going to start putting some order around it. You're going to start imposing a structure on the content so that it actually has more of a purpose and achieves some specific things. The first of those structures is the four-stage protocol that we just talked about. The next structure is the actual hypnotic gaze induction that is on CD8. Now remember, the very simplest way to structure the hypnotic gaze induction is to follow the 60-second hypnotist. Close your eyes and go into a trance. When I do this, you'll go deeper until your mind opens to new learnings, and then I'll count from 1 to 5 to bring you back. And if you wish to structure the hypnotic gaze induction with that process, by all means do so. The important thing, though, is that you start adding the elements of the hypnotic gaze induction into the hypnotic language that you've already mastered. So you can start with the hypnotic rapport technique. You're going to hold hypnotic gaze with another person. This is very, very important. You'll hold a clear, calm, and focused mind so that you don't project any of the signals that you're feeling uncomfortable. And you'll hold that focused gaze. So you hold that focused gaze, you begin to slow your voice down to a trance mode. And as you do that, you'll also begin to focus through the other person. So it looks like you're starting to look right inside them, right at the very root of their soul. As you do this, your sensory descriptions are going to describe trance, the experience of trance, and the experience of going into trance. And all the time, you're going to use the signal recognition system that you've already mastered on step two to make sure that you observe any kind of trance signals that the other person is giving you, and you're going to start incorporating them into hypnotic gaze induction. So, if whilst you're doing your general relaxation theme, you notice that their face has begun to relax, the muscles in their face, their jaw is kind of beginning to droop a little bit, and the muscles in their face are relaxing, you might actually put that into your hypnotic language theme. And you might like to realize that when face muscles relax, trance is occurring. Once you can comfortably add those layers of sophistication onto step three, the next refinement is to make it more indirect. Remember, initially, you can make things pre-direct because it's a lot simpler and quite powerful to do that. But then to become more indirect, you begin to use things like the My Friend John or the My Friend Jane technique. You'll start using extended quotes. You might even start quoting from an article that you read about hypnosis so that it takes things away from the direct experience someone is having, and they won't be as quick to realize that you're using a very formal hypnotic induction on them. So these are things you need to do in order to master step three. Before you move on to step four on your path to mastery, make sure that you can really add these lead guitars into what you're doing and make it a natural and effective and spontaneous part of your hypnotic interactions.